Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, have you ever just felt crappy?
Yeah, a lot of the time when I'm like today,
we're just
for example,
going to that crappy place.
Yeah, let's just go there right away, especially when it's around your hormones, right? We know that.
Well, that's one thing that's implicated. And we have Dr. Tracy Thomas, who has a PhD in psychology and has an interesting story to tell us about why it is that unbalanced hormones contribute in a big way to feeling crappy, and that crappy is not normal. Now, what we're going to look at first is Dr. Tracy Thomas, welcome to the Her Radio Show. And how did you, as a psychologist, get interested in hormones?
Hi, everyone. Great to be here with starting off with a lot of fun. What a great show. How I got into being a psychologist who deals with hormonal health in general is I was somebody who had really had a devastating experience and wasn't treated properly for years, but that health crisis led me to the place where now I'm helping others find their way through it, particularly my own therapy patients. So it's really exciting.
Well, love you, Tracy, already, because... Oh, and I'm sure you know my story, right? I had a complete hysterectomy and tanked. And, you know, I spent a year trying to figure this out. And Pam and I were talking earlier about the whole, you know, the woman that ended up taking care of me was actually a psychiatrist by training. But what she saw was that there was, you know, a pattern. And that led her down this hormonal path, and she ended up saving my life. So I totally get where you are, and now we understand why you're doing this. So talk to us about, give us some pointers. We need to, what do women need to know about this, and what do we do?
So first of all, I love that our mission is so aligned here. We want people to understand things that they may not be able to when they go to their very well-intended, well-meaning position. And the idea here is that it's sort of my mission in life to help people understand, first of all, that we are run on hormones, and that whether you're male or female, and no matter what age you are, that is really important to understand. And so, you know, a lot of people like myself, my patients, and tons of people that I worked with at a celebrity treatment center where people were coming and paying $70,000 a month, were addicted, you know, feeling depressed. For me, it was just, I didn't feel myself. I thought, I cannot live like this. I cannot live with no energy. And it's one of those things where if you know you're off either slightly, or if you really, like for some people, they become addicted, whether with eating, you know, with food or alcohol, or you feel like, what's the point? First of all, you have to become an advocate for yourself. You have to understand that the best meaning intended physicians don't necessarily have all the training. So they're doing their best, but you've got to become your own expert and your own physician.
Right. But how do you do that, though? As a physician, what's important here is that when it comes to your body, let's just say you are feeling out of it, you feel, and I quote, imbalanced, and you're not exactly in the greatest position mentally to be fresh, clear, on top
That's
of the
right.
program. At the same time, to your point, you tell us, give us a couple of tips right now about how you would locate a practitioner who would be able to help you best.
Great, great. So I had to do that. I had to basically, even though I felt crappy and my clients have, had to advocate, and literally, whether it's a Google search, whether it's, you can contact me, I can connect you with a whole bunch of physicians that are doing this advanced protocol. but there are particular lab tests. There's multiple parts of each hormone. The thyroid is usually tested 2 to 3 parts. There are 6 parts to it. And so making sure that you have a physician that, and you have to do the due diligence. You have to ask, you know, the physician, tell me about your training in hormonal health. Tell me about how you conceptualize it. I understand that each hormonal part of my system has multiple aspects of it. Do you understand that in the relationship? And some of this is about being intuitive about whether or not somebody really has the expertise to be able to help you.
Right.
And it's not because they don't want to. It's because this is
advanced training. They don't
know. It's progressive medicine. That's right. Yeah. It's progressive medicine to know the ratios between reverse T3 part of your thyroid and your adrenal hormone and why these things are at a certain ratio. And so it really is about knowing that these are advanced practitioners and that you can seek them out. There are people really doing this great work.
Well, to add to this a little bit, though, let's be really specific. So you said to go to Google, which I think is great. You also said, really, for all intent purposes, networking. Right. Whether they call you or they call a woman that they know who's done really well with someone back and forth. But when it comes to physician specialties, classically, women have gone to their primary care physician. They've gone to OBGYN. They've gone to family practice, internal medicine, and also an endocrinologist. OK, so those are your classic. But there are two new board certified specialties. One is integrative medicine, and the other one is preventive medicine. And I think you might have a little bit better luck sometime when you speak to somebody who's had much more of a holistic or integrative approach and might be much more inclined to look at you as a whole. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. So these are practitioners who are continuing their training, they're evolving their training, and they do have those types of degrees or certifications. A lot of these people will exist as sort of like, maybe they'll be promoting themselves as anti-aging specialists, and that's a growing field. Because what's important to understand is that, and in my case, I work with clients that are as young as 20, and I have 56 people so far that all had hormonal issues, and 3/4 of them were under 30 years old. So, can I ask you a question?
What do you do? Yes. What do you actually do with these people?
Here's
because you're not a physician, so you can't prescribe. So, what exactly? Because I'm looking at scope of practice, trying to understand. Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Here's exactly what I do. I actually just send them to the physician, and I work very closely with him. That I found in the advocacy for myself. His name is Dr. Kent Holtorf, MD. You can find him at Holtorf Medical. If you Google, he has practices all over the country, and he's training people in this methodology. And really, he's a lifesaver. So people that were spending, and I'm not kidding you, hundreds of thousands of dollars on addiction treatment, people who are depressed, people of all ages, on all kinds of psych medications, were really struggling. And with his treatment and people that are doing treatment the way he does it, people can then basically heal from the root. And then any therapy somebody's getting or things that they're doing are able to work differently for them.
Fantastic. So if I can summarize then, and anyone who wants to learn more about Dr. Tracy Thomas and her work, you could go to drtracythomas.com. You're really looking at a more integrated preventive approach, a team approach, working with a physician. And at the same time, what you want to do is stay in touch with the fact that hormones and hormonal balance are so important to take into consideration. Thank you so much, Dr. Tracy Thomas, for joining us.
And don't forget to go to NAMS too, NAMS.com, the North American Menopause Society, for more information. There are doctors there that are trained in this. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.